Inside the Coliseum in St. Petersburg today, a job fair brought together people looking for work and 38 companies or government agencies that are either hiring or offering employment services.
We have a variety of IT openings.
With unemployment numbers across the country and especially in the Bay Area at their highest levels in years, many of the job seekers were determined to find positions, but aware of the challenges of the current economy. Paul Anderson is trying to get back into the fields of accounting or customer service from his current career as a nursing assistant.
And I can tell you that for an older worker, especially one who's trying to change careers, it can be extremely difficult to find anything adequate.
Nearly a year ago, the company Neil Shipper worked for went into bankruptcy. He has been looking for a position in retail management and had to place his home in foreclosure, but he got it out.
I'm having a very difficult time. I've been looking since November. This is the fourth job fair I've been to. It's very difficult. It very is. I have 30 years of retail management, and I'm unable to find work.
Mickey Williams is searching for a position in human resources.
It's been a little tough, mostly because I'm new to Florida, just moved here from Maryland, and my searches have been mainly on the job boards online. Not a lot of success with that, and that's why I decided to come here today. So,
what is your background experience?
One success story from last year's job fair is Sharon Bond, who works as a recruiter with Commonwealth Capital Corp, a financial investment company based in Clearwater.
It's really quite ironic because I was at this very job fair this time last year when I was out looking for a job, and I walked up to the booth, handed in my resume. They called me the next day, and literally the next Monday I was hired to start. So this is my 1 year anniversary.
Among job seekers, opinions differed about the wisdom of recent bailouts of financial sector companies by the U.S. government. Latron Landers is looking for a position in law enforcement as a detention deputy.
If they can bail these people out like that, if they can bail these banks out, then they can do something about all the homelessness, you know, going on with all the people not finding a job, people losing their house, you know, not just the banks. So, you know, they forgetting about the little guys, too. You know, we kind of got a little say-so on that, too, but that's just how I feel about it.
David Book is searching for computer technology jobs and supports the government's actions to rescue Wall Street.
Well, the government needs to do something when the economy goes down on its own. Yeah, I think if the government steps in within reason, that's a good thing.
Ron Rodriguez got laid off recently and is looking for jobs in computer programming and information technology.
Well, it's good that the government is acting on behalf of the people, taking an interest. I'm not so familiar as far as how the macro, you know, economy works, and I'm certain that not stepping in could have represented a greater collapse. You know, the domino effect. Whatever they can do to help out definitely is, you know, good for us. So,
Professor Lewis E. Alston teaches classes on human resource management, but says he is always paying attention to the job market and looking for positions.
Well, it would be nice if all of us could be compensated for the mistakes that we've made throughout life, bad investments, buying a bad car, etc. But the real world is that we do need those companies. We do need them up and running. I think it sends a bad signal to other countries. I think it sends a bad message to the next generation of employees that it's okay to mess up because Uncle Sam will come bail me out. I don't want to convey that type of mentality to them.
Pascal Brown is seeking employment in the fields of social work or social services, but she just got a master's degree and does not have the experience required for many positions.
Well, I think what they're doing hopefully will trickle down to the people. That's the hope. I'm crossing my finger. And I think in terms of bailing out the companies, if they can bail out the companies, I think they could really bail out some of the people who are really, really at risk of losing their homes, because then they too are going to, you know, trickle down and end up having no jobs. And it's just a vicious cycle.
For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.